Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Psalms, chapter number 11. Psalms, chapter number 11. I want to say that it has been a privilege to be here these two nights of the High Point Camp Meeting this year. And we're praying for the services next week that the Lord would meet with you. But I want to thank Him for meeting with us tonight. I appreciate this kind of atmosphere. You can get help around this kind of atmosphere tonight. If you're willing and able, would you stand as we read this portion of the Lord's Word? Now, as I read this, you'll find that David is doing some of the talking, and some of David's companions are saying some things. Verse 1 says, the introduction says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. In the Lord put I my trust. Obviously, that is the words of David. Here are the words of his companion as related to us by David. He said, how say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. And they continue to speak by saying, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Then David picks up the conversation in verse number 4, and he said, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, His soul hateth. Upon the wicked He shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doeth behold the upright. Brother Randy Hobbs, would you lead us and ask God to help us? Oh, yes. Oh, God, help us. Lord, do help us. God, help us tonight. Amen. Appreciate the prayer. You can be seated. The psalm is entitled A Psalm of David to the chief musician. It was given to the director of music to be sung in tabernacle worship. The psalm does not give us the occasion in which David writes these words. But there are many who believe that this psalm was written by David after Saul has thrown his javelin, trying to take the life of this young soldier of the Lord. I realize that Saul is trying to rid himself of this young man David because he feels that David is a threat to his throne. And out of envy and jealousy, Saul reacts and follows those murderous feelings toward David. And David's companions tell David that he should flee as a bird to your mountain. But in reply, David said, "In the Lord put I my trust." That was David's chorus. That was David's song in the night season of his life. He had been counseled to flee as a bird, but David said, "I'd rather put my trust in the Lord God Almighty." It is evident in reading this psalm that David's environment is unstable and stormy. The atmosphere is swirling with black darkness, and the howling winds of adversity. The sun has laid down under the covers of darkness. The stars have turned their faces of shimmering light to the blackness of night. The waters have overflowed the banks of the river. The highways of hope have been flooded and washed away. But ascending out of that temptation to fear and to run, David sings, "In the Lord put I my trust." Three things I just want to leave with you. Number one, I want you to know notice the aggressiveness of David's foes. It is described in verse number 2 and verse number 3. He said, "For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart." Now, this describes for us not just somebody slandering David, not just somebody thinking about doing something to David, but it describes his enemy as already having his bow bent and the arrow in the string, and he is fixing to take aim upon David's life. Tonight, may I say that you and I have an enemy, and he is named Satan, the devil. And as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may desire. Our enemy tonight is aggressive, but other people allow themselves to be influenced by wrong, and they become the enemies of the upright in heart. And there is the temptation to fear and to flee and to run away. But David said, I'll have none of that. In the Lord put I my trust. Some of you may be feeling some of those swirling winds of adversity. You may sense the lurking of your enemies in the shadow. I'm here to say tonight, sickness, disease, tragedy are looming all around us. And they cry to us and say, flee to your mountain. But God help us to be like David. In the Lord put I my trust. There is the aggressiveness of David's foe. But number two, there is the advice of David's friends. Now, I personally believe that his companions are genuinely concerned about David's welfare. They do not want David harmed or even slain. And they are giving David advice based upon friendship, but also based upon fear. Now, I want to say that it is a blessing to have friends. You'll not have many in life that you can ever say are a true friend. But if you have one or two or a few, you ought to be happy in your soul and glad in your heart. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. For you and I to have friends, we must show ourselves friendly. But I'm glad he doesn't become our friend based on us being friendly, because we were at enmity with him. But I'm glad, hallelujah, he was my friend anyhow. Based on friendship. Everything they say is probably true. But did you note in what they say, there is never a reference to the Lord, to God, to David's faith in the Lord? They never make a reference to God. All they're talking about is David's enemies. You can learn a lot from people a lot of times by what they don't say. and they did not say anything about God being able to look after David. They were saying, flee as a bird to your mountain. You make the choice. You guide your life outside of the will of God. That's not the kind of advice you and I need to follow. And if somebody is advising you in any matter and they leave out the will of God, you might as well mark it down. It's not healthy. It's not sound. It'll lead you down a dead-end path. It'll bring heartache and destruction and trial. But I'm glad David said, in the Lord put I my trust. They are filled with fear. Have you ever been afraid? I have. And I don't like it. And the devil will put fear in your heart. He'll tell you God has forgotten about you, that He doesn't even care about what's going on in your life. You go to church and on the other side of the church, God's doing something for somebody's son or daughter or somebody's home, and there your home is about to fall apart. Your children are wayward, and it looks like God has forgotten all about you. But David said, in the Lord put I my trust. That's what we've got to do tonight. But I want to get to this third point. Not only the aggressiveness of David's foes and the advice of David's friends, but look at the anthem of David's faith. David is singing a song. An anthem is an arousing song or hymn of praise and gladness. It is a song that lifts the soul and strengthens one's faith. David here is singing a little chorus. In the Lord put I my trust. You say, preacher, does it have any verses? It certainly does. Hallelujah. I go around a lot of times. I may be at the pumping gas. I may be walking down the aisle at Walmart. I may be going in the hospital and visiting. And all of a sudden I'll go to singing, won't it be wonderful there? And having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, won't it be wonderful? Wonderful there. Just a little chorus. But it lifts the soul. It stirs and energizes your heart toward God Almighty. And that's what David was doing. You see, they wanted David to flee, but David realized he had a duty. He had a post to fill in the court of Saul, and he must not run away from it. I'm just here to tell you, preachers, we got a post to fill. You can't run away from trouble. You've got to put your trust in the Lord. David's first verse of his song is the Lord's presence. He said in verse 4, the Lord is in His holy temple. Say, preacher, what does that mean? That means David senses the nearness of God. You say, how could he sense that from him saying the Lord is in His holy temple? Well, if you read in the New Testament, John says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the word dwelt there means tabernacled among us. It meant that He came near in His flesh to humanity. And when David said the Lord is living in His temple, he said the Lord is near to me. Let my enemy bend their bow. Let my enemy aim at my heart. I've got the Lord. He's near to my soul. He's present in my life. Verse 2 of the second verse of the song is not only the Lord's presence, but the Lord's omnipotence. He said in verse 4, the Lord is in heaven. Hallelujah. He is ruling all the proceedings that are going on in our life. He tonight has dominion. Things are not by chance or coincidence. He is aware of where every one of His children are at. There may be a time you can't find Him, but there's never a time He doesn't know where you're at and where I'm at. Why? Because the Lord's throne is in heaven. He's in charge. Did you know the Lord governs the coming and going of the night? He lifts the moon into the starlit sky. He commands the sun to shine and to run its course. The Lord gathers the clouds at His bidding and dissipates them at His order. He is ruling over our lives. So I don't believe that. Well, then who's in charge? The devil. I sure would hate to think he's got the reins of this thing. I'm glad I've got a God who is looking after me. He knows where I'm at. He's guiding my steps and directing my paths. Oh, David sings of the Lord's omnipotence. He sings verse 3 about the Lord's omniscience. He said, His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men. This meant that God was a close observer of David's life. He was not out of the Lord's eyesight. The word behold means the Lord is contemplating with pleasure the trials and tribulations in our life. It meant that the Lord was not just giving David a passing glance, but He was closely watching His servant. Aren't you glad? glad we have a God tonight who hasn't just glanced at us today and then went on to something else. But I'm glad his eyes behold. He knows what's going on in my life. No wonder David could say, there's no need to flee to the mountain. In the Lord put I my trust. His eyelids try the children of men. Has anybody ever had to bring your Bible up and then it's called squinching. If you haven't done that, you will. It is a process of time, but it will happen to you. But the word eyelids is a word that means to squinch. You know why we squinch our eyes? We're trying to bring something into focus. It's a blur and we're trying to see it clearly. Now the word does not indicate that the Lord is losing his eyesight or our circumstances are a blur to him. Oh no, it just means that he has his eye right at us. He knows, he can hear our heartbeat. He can see our breath. His eyes are that close to our life. No wonder David said, in the Lord put I my trust. The Lord is in his holy temple and he sings, in the Lord put I my trust. The Lord's throne is in heaven. In the Lord put I my trust. His eyelids behold, and his eyelids try the children of men. In the Lord put I my trust. That's a pretty good song to sing when the troubles are surrounding your life. That's the anthem of David's faith tonight. Y'all be coming on around. I'm almost done. They're going to sing for us an invitation. But I want you to listen to this. Yeah, the trio, y'all come on around. I want y'all to sing that song, In the Valley. Y'all come on around. Fear is confronted by faith in this text. Fear says Saul is in his palace. David, you better beware. Saul is the king. He's in his palace. But David's faith sings, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Fear says, Saul is on the throne, but faith sings aloud, the Lord is on his throne in heaven. Fear says, your enemies have weapons of bows and arrows. But faith sings, my Lord can send and rain down fire and brimstone. How do you like that? Fear says, the wicked are watching you. But faith sings and says, the Lord is watching the righteous and the wicked also. Fear says, the righteous are on trial. but face things. I might be on trial, but the Lord is over the proceedings that are going on. Fear says, David, you've got to act. You've got to do something. But faith sings and says, the Lord's doing something. I'd much rather him do something than to me to do something. Faith says, look at the arsenal of your enemies. But faith sings and says, look at the almightiness of my God. In this psalm, the only reason David makes a reference to his enemies is he was repeating what his friends were saying. Their bow is bent. Their arrow is on the string. They are ready to shoot at the upright at heart. And they said, if the foundations be destroyed, as if to say, don't forget, Saul is the one on the throne, and there's not going to be any justice for you here, David. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, I say, what can't they do? They can't run. They can't flee. They've got to stand. They've got to put their trust in the Lord. But did you know David never does make a reference to his enemies? Himself. He never describes them. He never discusses who they are and what they're doing. Now his companions have. And he makes repetition of it. But he does it to emphasize the fact that, hey, you might put your trust in men, but I'm putting my trust in the Lord. But you know who David is talking about? He's talking about his Lord. And it would help us to quit discussing our enemies and quit talking about how our troubles have overwhelmed us and go to talking about how wonderful God's grace is in our life and God's ability to lift us up above the shadows. I say hallelujah tonight. In the Lord put I my trust. Now you can put it wherever you want it. But I've learned if I put my trust in him, things work out all right. And that's what we have to do tonight. Some of you are tore up. Some of you are at unrest. The storms are howling in your life. The enemies may have surrounded you. You feel like you're all alone and you feel like, hey, I've got to get away. I've got to flee to my mountain. No, you've got to put your trust in God's ability for your life. Would you stand tonight? They're going to sing this song again. In the valley, would you come this evening?
When I'm low in spirit, I cry, Lord, lift me up. I want to go. Oh, he paid. dark as the dungeon and the sun seldom shines. And I question, Lord, why must this be?
Exactly right. In the Lord,
and there's
put I my trust.
In trials,
amen.
For me.
Thank God.
He leads me beside still waters,
Somewhere in the valley below,
and he draws me.